Right now on the line with me is the new incoming president of Northern Lakes College, Mr. Glenn Mitchell, the new CEO and president. And first off, sir, thank you for taking the time today.
Hi, Kenny. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So first off, I just welcome you to the Peace Big Lakes country. And you're not a stranger here, are you? I understand you have quite a bit of experience at the college.
No, I'm not a stranger here at all. Called Slave Lake home for about 22 years, so I know the region fairly well. Yeah, I love it. It reminds me of where I grew up in rural Newfoundland, actually. I'm a small town boy, so this fits me with me well.
Yeah, no doubt about that, and you got the nice lake there as well. So I've got to ask you, what made you decide to want to pursue this opportunity with the school?
So I've been at the college for about 13 years and served in many different roles. Certainly come to love the institution, how unique we are in the province of Alberta and in the country, really. I'm not aware of another college that does what we do, how we do it. I have a vision for the future. I want to see Northern Lakes College grow, continue to provide opportunities for students as we have in the past, but also in new areas like technology, environmental sciences. I want to continue to build on relationships that we've already established in the region with communities, reserves, and settlements, with business and industry. But I also want to find new partners that we can work together with as a college to provide new opportunities for students. I truly believe we can achieve greater things within our region, for our region, for our students, when we work together. And, I'm happy to say that presidents before me have left a legacy of collaboration that I intend to build and grow on.
Absolutely. And a little bit about your background. We know that you were also VP of academic for Northern Lakes College, also in some other parts, and also as well as well-known around the province, I understand.
Well, I really can't speak to how well-known around the province, but certainly have held some roles on committees and organizations provincially. Here in Slave Lake, I spent some time as a teacher and school administrator, and certainly enjoyed my 8 years in K-12, but decided to make a change about 13 years ago and moved to post-secondary, and that's when I came to Northern Lakes College. I've held a number of positions here, including, yes, as you say, BPA and dean and coordinator in different levels. Certainly learned the importance and, again, the uniqueness of the work we do with reserves and settlements and communities. Educationally, I have 2 undergraduate degrees, a Master in Educational Leadership, currently a doctoral candidate at the U of C, specializing in leadership in post-secondary contexts.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Also, as well, you kind of had touched on it before about your vision of collaboration and technology for the future of Northern Lakes College. Could you touch on that a little bit more? Because, obviously, with the way education is delivered, given the pandemic situation we're in, that's changed quite a bit. So I guess with all the learning that we've all done through this pandemic, how much is that technology and, I guess, partnerships going to tie into your vision of the future of the school?
Sure, yeah, thank you. So, Northern Lakes College has a long history in the region. Actually, this year we're celebrating 50 years, so that's certainly a milestone. We're very proud of that. And we continue to be committed to the communities we serve. And I look forward to providing educational opportunities that allow students to graduate with a relevant credential that allows them to find a job or support them in furthering their education. So our vision at the college is to be actually the first choice college for students in our region by having the most accessible programs and services for students of any college in Alberta. And our delivery model allows students to access programs from home, from work, or in many cases from a campus right in their community. So I think the relationships we've built over the years within the region are so valuable. We've also grown outside of our region, though, and built partnerships with other Campus Alberta institutions, such as the University of Calgary, which I've already mentioned, which enables students to stay home with all their familial support structures in place and earn a university degree even through our relationship with the U of C. And right now, students can earn the community-based Bachelor of Education degree. It's a K-12 degree they can earn right at Northern Lakes College from their home communities. They can save thousands of dollars at the same time increasing their earning potential and building a bright future themselves. So I think that's great. I think it's a win-win-win, and it also contributes to the economies of our communities.
That's great. Also, I guess kind of talking about this, I guess in March our world was kind of turned a little upside down. How much has the delivery of education changed given the pandemic in your opinion? And from what you're telling me, it sounds like Northern Lakes College was about as ready as anybody for it, given the fact that you had mentioned distance learning.
Yeah, so Northern Lakes College uses what we call a supported distance learning model. What that means is that the majority of our programs are delivered online. So as an institution, we're well positioned to deal with the impact of things like the pandemic. So basically into the fall, programs will continue as normal for most part. Campuses will be open to students who want to come back for a specific purpose, but they'll need to call ahead and schedule a time so that we can adhere to, of course, social distancing protocols and all measures that Alberta Health Services has indicated will help keep people safe. Of course, that's we want to do that as well. Its primary objective is to keep people safe. So students will attend campus for experiential learning components of their programs, such as trades and health labs, for example. But these will occur in small cohorts with physical distancing, engineering controls in place, and any and all required personal protective equipment. So in many cases, students who do not have, students do not have connectivity at their homes can access their course from a local campus. So I think we have the bases covered.
Interesting. It sure sounds like it. And I guess as I always like to do this whenever we have some guests on, everyone's going to like to ask some personal questions just to remind everybody that we're all people. So you had mentioned you're originally from Newfoundland, so again, living in Slate Lake the last several years. So what are some of your hobbies out there? What are some of the things you enjoy to do when you're not in school?
Thank you. I mentioned I'm from Newfoundland. I guess I thought I'd mention it because I know you couldn't tell by my accent because I don't have one. But spending time with family and friends is certainly, you know, one of the things or a couple of things I really like to do. I like the great outdoors and the beautiful scenery here in the north. You know, growing up in the ocean, I love the water. So even, you know, topping the hill and looking down on the mighty Peace in Peace River or driving along the lake from Gruyere to Slave Lake just feeds me a little bit. I really like that. And, you know, I also play a little bit of music, so I'm not good at it, but I enjoy it. I'm not sure those in listening distance enjoy it, but I have fun.
Well, that's the key thing, as long as you have a good time doing it. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Kenny. I appreciate the opportunity.
This is Glenn Mitchell, the incoming president and CEO of Northern Lakes College, effective September 1st, and this is The Hot Seat.